getting to know our local area pastors. It's time for The Pastor's Perspective on KCIS.
Hi, I'm Ed Horrock, pastor of Eastside Life Church at the entrance to Woodinville on the east side. We encourage folks to encounter God in a real way, enjoy the abundant life Jesus came to give us, and then express this new life in word and deed to the community in an authentic way. You can visit us online at www.eastsidelifechurch.org to find out more about us. Then consider joining us on a Sunday morning. Directions are found on the website. Today's focus is on the vital importance of knowing who we are as new creatures in Christ. Growing up before I came to accept Jesus into my heart, I had no clue as to my true identity. Sure, I was an adult male, played rugby in South Africa, was married with a young child, and worked as a high school teacher. These were all things that were true about me, but my life was not defined at this point by a saving relationship with Christ. But when I accepted Jesus into my heart, things started to change dramatically. I had new motivations, a new perspective on life's challenges, and even a new set of friends who pointed me in a new direction. I got involved in a church that believed and taught the Bible, and my life was radically changed for the better. At least that's what my wife says. Looking back, change came from the inside out and not from the outside in. One set of scriptural truths became definitive to me. Let me read to you from the scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 through to 21. This is the New Testament. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, for he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. The first thing was now that I belonged to Christ. I had a new identity based on who he was or is, not on who I had been up to this point. Second, I was his creation, something brand new, not just a tired makeover. Third, old things in my life no longer directed my relationship with God. Everything, all things were brand new, fresh and untainted by sin. I was now cleansed by his blood. At least these truths I learned from God's word, and over time, my thinking changed as I accepted these new creation realities, as I call them, in faith. I came to appreciate that I was now reconciled to God through Christ's shed blood. My trespasses were not imputed to me, and that Jesus, who knew no sin, had my sin laid upon him as my sin-bearer or substitute. I was free from old things, and I had now become the righteousness of God in him. An amazing, beautiful exchange had already taken place at the cross, and I was now realizing how this applied to me. In addition, these truths were, and still are, not dependent on my efforts to live a holy life, but they were given to me as his gift on the basis of his efforts or work on the cross. My life in Christ became one where I was no longer focused on my efforts to reach up to him, but rather on his efforts to reach down to me. My encounter with the Father's mercy and grace through Jesus put me on a whole new level of relationship. I was no longer trying to become righteous. I had woken up to his righteousness in me. In closing, I encourage you to see your life and all things through the lens of what Jesus has done for you in establishing a whole set of these new creation realities. See things from his viewpoint. It's much higher than ours.
You've been listening to Pastor Ed Horrock of Eastside Life Church in Woodinville. To find out more about the church, visit them online at eastsidelifechurch.org.
To get involved with the Pastor's Perspective feature on KCIS, you can call our front desk at 206-546-7350. You can also find out more information and listen to previous perspectives at kcisradio.com.